You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. It is Thursday, and it is 7:50, and that means it's time to say good morning and hello to Russ Collins. Russ is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater and my co-host for Cinema Chat. All things movies comes to you every weekday, Thursdays on WEMU. Well, yeah, well, it seems like a Monday, doesn't it?
It does.
I should just stop talking.
Well, Emma Stone is talking about the fact that she's not going to be in the all-female Ghostbusters. Not really all-female, but all the Ghostbusters are female. But however, they will be played by Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones. Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones are in the current cast of Saturday Night Live. Krista Wiig came from Saturday Night Live, and Melissa McCarthy is one of the best hosts.
She's just turned into a force all her own.
Absolutely. Chris Hemsworth is in it, and it's directed by a Michigan native, Paul Feig, who is a great, great comedy director. But Emma Stone just didn't feel like it was quite right for her career at this point. She just didn't want to make a commitment to an ongoing franchise. So anyway.
So that means there's more than one Ghostbusters planned with this particular cast.
They're expecting there to be. Although Bill Murray, who starred with Emma Stone in Zombieland, thought she'd be perfect for the role. But, it sounds like a good cast regardless. It's going to come out in July in 2016, so a little over a year from now. Well, I am happy to say that Cinetopia finished up on Sunday, and it was a hit. It began with a great screening of The Prophet, an animated film based on Khalil Gibran's book, on the lawn of the DIA. It concluded with a festive screening of Mistress America, Noah Baumbach's new movie that starred Greta
Gerwig.
But everything
in between seemed to get rave reviews from those who attended.
Yeah, 70 films played out. We had a 40th anniversary screening of Jaws on the Maynard Street, and there was a lot of great stuff. There were filmmakers walking the streets of Detroit and Ann Arbor, going to restaurants, meeting festival goers. It was terrific. There was
now, this is the fourth year of Cinetopia, yep. And attendance was up by 50% from last year, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, more or less, we've had 50% growth each of these first 4 years. We knew it would take quite a while to really build it to what its potential is, and it's still a long way away from its potential. But we're very pleased with the growth, and we're very happy with the support that we've received from our sponsors. U of M Health System stepped up in a really big way this year, and we had all of our regular supporters back. So we're just so very pleased. And please mark on your calendar, June 3rd through 12th, 2016.
That will be year five.
That's right. The fifth annual Cinetopia Festival will be back in Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Well, what movies are opening this week outside of the festival realm?
At the Multiplex, a film that has gotten great, great reviews, 100% positive reviews so far, which is unusual because usually commercial films end up
You can find one guy that didn't like it.
And yeah, art house films sometimes get 100% reviews, one, because they're very good, and two, because they're not reviewed by everybody in all media outlets. But Inside Out is about takes you inside the mind in an animated way. It's an animated film of a Midwest teenage girl who is forced to move with her family from the Midwest to the San Francisco area of California. And there's a lot of changes going on in this young lady. And Amy Poehler plays Joy. Bill Hader.
So they're giving voice to each emotion
exactly.
That a teenage girl would go through. I see.
Well, or any of us, but in this case, it's a teenage girl. Bill Hader plays fear. Lewis Black, unsurprisingly, plays anger.
Perfect.
Mindy Kaling plays disgust, and Phyllis Smith plays sadness. And this film has just gotten great reviews. Kenneth Turin says, Pixar stands alone, and Inside Out shows you why. And Variety says, Pixar's 15th feature proves it to be the greatest idea the Toon Studio has ever had. And this
that's pretty high praise.
And it really has gotten that kind of high praise. So that's almost intimidating that you get such wonderfully positive reviews. But this showed at the movie conference that I went to in the spring, and it had a tremendous buzz coming out of
Excellent.
Opening at the Michigan Theater is one of my favorite films from the Sundance Film Festival. Mistress America was one of those films. Me and Earl and the Dying Girl was another one. And Dope was another favorite that I had. And it opens up this Friday at the State Theater. And it's about this African-American young man that lives in urban L.A., and he's a very good student, and he has a two other friends that are very good students. They're kind of geeky folks riding around on their bicycles, doing really well in school, focusing on science. And his life becomes very complicated just because of circumstance. And he thinks his way out of this complicated circumstance. It's funny. It's clever. Wonderful performances. A brilliant script. Dope plays very cleverly on the word dope. So dope meaning, you know, the opposite of a geek. Dope meaning
really cool.
Really cool. It also means drugs. It also is dope as in dopey, kind of goofy. So every word of every definition of dope
applies.
It applies to this movie, which is just part of the cleverness of this movie. And I can't encourage you enough to go see this film. It is very cleverly
done.
That
opens Friday at the State?
Yeah, Friday at the State. And another film that's gotten very positive reviews, 94% positive reviews, stars Blythe Danner, who's Gwyneth Paltrow's mother and also a very well-established actress in her own right, is in I'll See You in My Dreams. And she's a widow and former songstress that discovers that life can begin anew at any age.
Good advice for anyone.
Yeah. And
I think I'll start over right after this segment.
There's been lots of NPR interviews with Blythe Danner about this film, I'll See You in My Dreams. And it opens Friday at the Michigan Theater. Also starring in this is Rhea Perlman, Jane Squibb. It's produced by Sundance veteran, Michigan native, and Plymouth resident Rebecca Green.
Oh, nice.
We did a preview screening of it a couple weeks ago that was very well received. I'll See You in My Dreams opens Friday at the Michigan Theater. We also open a French biopic on Yves Saint Laurent called Saint Laurent, and it's about his life from 1967 to 1970. Which
he's a fashion
guy,
right?
The peak of his career. This got 12 or 10 César Awards, which is the French Oscar nomination, including Best Film, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Supporting Actress, or Best Supporting Actor. This film opens Friday at the Michigan Theater as well.
Very nice. Any special screenings to be aware of this week?
The Godfather kicks off
our
summer classic.
That may be my very favorite movie of all time.
It's a great film. It kicks off our summer classic series, so all summer on Sunday and Tuesday. Sundays at 1:30, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. We will have a classic film, Al Pacino, Marlon Brando starring Godfather. The Breakfast Club is the midnight film at the State Theater. And Let's Have Some Church Detroit Style is a locally made film by Andrew Sachs and Patrick Mercy. It's about a charismatic director that in Detroit, Dr. E. LeQuint Weaver. It was shot over a four-year period of time. It's a 90-minute film filled with music and the rehearsals and the inspiration of this particular church choir in Detroit. So Let's Have Some Church Detroit Style is Saturday, June 20th at 7 p.m.
Russ, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday only on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta, exhausted and happy from Cinetopia Central.